Hey gang, welcome back. Episode 23 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt. Good morning. Hey, it's Sunday, guys. It's 7 o'clock, coming up on 7 a.m. here. And as always, I am so thankful for all you guys and for this venue. So thanks for joining me. I'm waking up as always and getting my brain going here, so I don't really have a whole lot on the docket. I don't have anything planned. I'll just rap at you for a little bit and get you caught up, and we'll take it from there, I guess. So, let's see. This week, you know, I had another great week, you guys. I got a lot done at work. But I listened to myself, and I didn't stay there too long each day. I'm getting pretty close to the end of that job, and I'm way ahead of the rest of the crew, so I need walls and ceilings and stuff before I can finish the lights and plumbing, before I can finish the pumps and things like that. So I've been taking it kind of easy. I've been leaving there at noon every day, but oh my gosh, I wore myself out this week, y'all. I showed you a video of me fencing last Saturday. And I bought for that run, or for, you know, in that round of purchase, I bought 660 feet of fencing and 60 posts and a bunch of clips. And I had some pretty big goals, and so I just kept going all week. I did rest up on Sunday for the most part. I did laundry and all kinds of stuff. I had to run to town and get propane last Sunday. I had a busy Sunday, actually, so I kept going on Sunday, but not too much. But then Monday, got back to work on the boat, worked my butt off, stayed down the engine room, which is physically the most difficult part for me. It's all odd shapes, and you're standing on frames and climbing under the engines and around the generator and all that stuff. So gets pretty beat up if you spend more than a few hours in there. And so I did that Monday, actually did that Monday and Tuesday and even Wednesday. But I came home at noon, or I left there at noon and ran a few errands on the way home and got home maybe at 1. And then I got right to fencing, and I did that pretty much all week. I think I fenced Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday afternoon, and I wore myself out, but man, I made some progress. You guys, I'm so excited. I have had this sort of pasture plan and fencing plan that I've had on paper sort of coming together and changing all the time, but sort of heading towards a certain direction. I've had it for years, for over a decade probably. And, you know, in the last 5 years, I've acquired this excavator and put in a lot of work on shaping the land and working on installing pasture systems and earthworks to help make things more resilient around here and it's coming to fruition, and I couldn't be more excited. I finally got my 1,500 foot east line completely fenced and closed in. I had to close off. That was through the woods there where I thought I'd never do. I had to close off a difficult section. And then I got up on the hill here below my shack and fenced in some new pasture there. I mean, all told, I probably have 8 new acres of grass that I can graze now. I grazed some of it before, but it was iffy. They could get out. So I am so happy, you guys. It represents a huge step forward, a lot of progress for me personally in stuff that I thought, I thought I'd never get it done, but I just was wondering how I would, because both financially and physically, it was a big chore. And I've learned to just kind of dive in and take it step by step, know that I'm not going to get it done all in one big chunk, and just keep plugging away. And so that long east line, you know, I started, I've been picking away at it for years and years, but I started a concerted effort on it a year ago, and I did probably another 400 feet of that last spring. And anyways, it just feels great, you guys. I am so excited. So I did that all week, and that led to me feeling like I didn't put in that much work because I was not working on the boat, you know, 50 hours a week like I had been. But I gotta tell you, I hit the end of the week and I hit the wall. I was so tired yesterday. I was just wiped out Friday night as well. And so I'm feeling well rested today. I rested up yesterday and I feel good, but I'm tired for sure. I've had a long week and I'm listening to my body. So I am going to rest, and just kind of, you know, Sunday's always my day to sort of regroup. I revisit my goals. This has become a real important part of that process, just sort of reflecting on my week and revisiting on where I, what I've done, what that was good, and what I'd like to do better, and what I'd like to, you know, make progress on. So I'm going to do that today. I'll have my little goal sheet and I'll sit down and write those down. And this process too, you know, journaling my week with you guys has been great for helping me form, you know, my thoughts about what progress I'd like to make and how my weeks have been going. You guys give me a lot of food for thought in the comments. And I think the back and forth, even though it's, you know, sort of limited with this venue, helps a lot. And also just giving myself this time to think about, you know, my progress. It's been great for me. So thank you all for that. So yeah, I had a really good week. I worked super hard. I got super tired. From a zero carb perspective, again, I just sort of kept it real simple with just beef. I did not have a sick week this week. I felt great all week. I didn't have any rough nights. And so we'll see what that's from. There was some comments about what it might be. Changing the food to a different store. It's definitely not that. If anything, I last week's sickness came from the Safeway old store meat. And it, you know, I had a pack of ground beef and I got sick one night and I ate the rest for the next day and didn't get sick the next day. So I really don't think it's that. I think it probably has more to do with stress and fat and the amount I eat in one sitting. And, I'm not sure what else. You know, but it seems like the stress, whether it's physical in my, you know, or mental, whatever, can bring on inflammation. It seems like eating too much fat in one sitting can really exacerbate, you know, my gut issues. But I really don't know why sometimes I have a rough night, but we'll see how it goes. I'm going to just keep moving forward and see if I can identify it or maybe eliminate it. I will say that as much as I like my burgers, the ground beef, you know, definitely if I eat it in volume, and I think it might be the fat, you know, at 80-20, I'm not sure because I do cook my other foods to where, well, I don't know. I tend to cook them all pretty well. So, I mean, maybe it's that I'm overcooking it. I don't know. Maybe it's some of the sear on there. So sometimes I, you know, wonder if that's it. And I back that down the next few days. So I don't know. But anyways, I've been feeling great this week and not too concerned about that. I had, let's see, you know, I feel really good today and yesterday. And I didn't eat any ground beef for the last few days, just ribeye and some short ribs. And anyways, been feeling really good, you guys. Just staying the course on my meals and one meal a day for the most part. I do feel better. I am starting to be able to really verify, ascertain that I do feel better when I eat smaller meals, spread out a little bit more. So, you know, I feel great during the day when I don't eat, but the problem is just eating that one big meal a day seems to put a little strain on my digestive system, at least the way I do it. So I don't know. I'm going to keep experimenting. We'll see how it goes. But whatever. Anyways, I'm almost done with this boat, you guys. I'm getting really close. I got a feeling if this isn't my last week, it'll be real close to it. So I'm going to go in there and push hard. Try and mop up some hours and mop up the last parts of the boat. And we'll see if I'm there the week after this. But pretty quick here, I'm going to get back to some time around here. Couldn't be happier about that. I'm really looking forward to spending some time with you guys and with some other projects. And so I did get, you know, I do have another boat builder kind of with me on call. So we'll see. It depends on how I do financially. I suppose I could dive back into another new project and go for another month or so if I needed to. I'd rather not, but the opportunities are there and they tend to not be there later. So kind of make hay while the sun shines kind of deal. It's early summer. Everyone wants their boats and usually the boat builders are slammed right now. So I have some opportunities. We'll see what happens there. I have some bad news. My old dog, Rue, wandered off into the woods and passed away over the week. And I had been following her and watching her. She'd been kind of looking like that over the last few weeks and wandering off into the woods at times, and which was unusual for her. So I sort of knew something was up. And yeah, so I've had a few sad days. I'm not too torn up about it. I mean, I miss her terribly, but she was 14, coming on 15, I think. And maybe even older, actually, now that I think about it. But she outlived all of her siblings, and she had a good run right up to the end there. She didn't ever seem to be in pain or suffering. And we had a lot of fun. So she was a great dog, and I'll miss her. And I don't think I let you know that Pearl, my Great Pyrenees, also went missing back in February, which she used to always wander off, but this time she never made it back. So I'm down 2 out of 3 dogs in the last few months here, and I miss them both. But it's kind of nice. You know, I got rid of the chickens a couple weeks ago, and I've had dogs for decades, and so I'm okay with a little break. I got little Waylon, and he's sure easy to take care of, and he can go with me if I want to travel. So, you know, another change and a new stage in my life, and I'm sort of ready for it to be big dog free. I have had big dogs since I was 19 or 20, and so I'm ready to have a little less hair and a little less travel complications and a little less noise. Rue is a big barker, so is Pearl. So yeah, that's always hard, but that's what's going on in my life is those guys being gone. I miss them. So anyways, moving forward, we'll see how it goes. I'm gonna try being big dog free for the first time in a long, long, long time. Chicken free. But boy, do I got cows. Little Olivia's doing great. The new pasture they're in, boy, they're loving it. They're scouring a bit. I mean, it's real tall grass, but I think they're getting used to it. And I've got good separation of pastures now with my new fencing. So I'm going to be able to rotate them around and probably keep them in tall grass a lot more than I have in the past. So I actually have been looking at the Craigslist listings and seeing if maybe I want to purchase another spring steer or something to raise to slaughter, because as much as I want to eat my bull, and as much as he drives me crazy getting out, and he's been getting out all week with my new fencing, because there's weak spots in my new fencing that I haven't found yet that he finds, so I come home every day after work and he's out. But the reason I'm balking on maybe putting him in the freezer is because he's really gentle and he's really sweet and he's really easy. I've watched him now with Olivia, the new baby, and I've had bulls that harass the moms and the babies, and he's just great with them. He's great with me. He's real easy to get back in when he does get out. And so, yeah, I might keep him around. He seems to be doing well. We'll see. Now I have another cow that's due sometime in the next month or so, and if she has a little steer, a little bull, then I'll have a decision to make there. But for the time being, I'm really pleased with my growing flock herd, I guess it is. The flock is the sheep, and they haven't been reproducing. So I don't know if they missed getting knocked up last year or if they're just late. So my flock may be staying the same size. But at any rate, I'm really excited about my livestock program. You know, ever since I turned zero carb, I've sort of had a goal in mind of growing it, improving my fencing and pastures and my rotation capabilities. And it's all kind of coming together. And so I'm feeling good about that. So 4 cows at the moment, a fifth one on the way, hopefully. And yeah, it feels good. And they look really happy. Of course, it's easy this time of year, May to June. You know, we have tons of grass here. So seems like everything's super easy and it'll never be a problem again. But I know that come November, when the grass is dry, they'll start pushing on fences as they always do. It's always work. So anyways, really enjoying that aspect of my life. really excited about progress there. I'm loving not having a garden, you guys. It's interesting, but I'm really enjoying not having, you know, things weighing on me to do outside. So I'm taking a little break from all that. And I'm getting excited about landscaping up here and sort of shaping my outside a little more. I've done some preliminary work, and I just have had to let it go while I finished the house and worked on the place down below and got the renters all settled and all that. But I can see the writing on the wall that moving forward, I'm going to have time up here. And so while this isn't the spring to do it because I'm working so hard on the boats, looking forward to that in the future. I'd like to get some flowers going and, work on making it a nice outdoor spot in the spring and summer. So I can see it has a lot of potential, and I'm really looking forward to that. What else can I share with you guys? You know, I don't know. I've been really worn out this last day or two. I just basically napped most of the day and rested yesterday. I did go to the store and did a few errands, but I just really just rested and reflected. And I kind of didn't think about much at all. So I didn't do much planning for this journal. And I think that probably I'm just going to cut it short and leave you guys with my weekly update and not too much insight other than that. And I will come back to zero carb insights down the road. My stomach is, I don't know if you guys can hear that, it's making a whole bunch of noise. I think I didn't eat enough yesterday. So, you know, as I've been doing, speaking of zero carb insights, I guess I'll give you a little, you know, as I've been doing, when I do that one meal a day all week, I find myself eating all day on the weekend. And that hasn't changed. Yesterday I ate some ground beef. I ate some hamburgers in the morning. I ate about a pound. And then I had two ribeyes in the afternoon. And then I had a giant plate of ribs in the evening. And all told, I don't think it was really all that much more than I would normally eat. But I did spread it out. And now here I am feeling hungry at 7:15 in the morning, which is pretty unusual. So, but I like to listen to that and go ahead and have breakfast and do those things on the weekend. So that's probably what I'll do. I'll probably just rest, reflect, write down my goals, eat food all day, watch some hockey. I've been watching some Stanley Cup playoffs, really enjoying that on these weekends when I have time to chill. And, you know, I almost went surfing. The surf's been really good. I wanted to go surfing yesterday. I'd like to go today. I'm not going to do it, though. I'm not going to let myself. I'm going to just finish out this next week of hard work and recognize that I need this rest the way I felt yesterday. I needed it terribly. It's funny, zero carb, my energy's so different. You know, it's if I get going, I can just go and go and go and go and go. But if I stop, it feels hard to get moving again. And so I'm learning how that works. You know, yesterday I felt like I just could not move, but I know I wanted to jump on my bike. I wanted to go for a surf. I know if I started doing those things, I'd just get right back to it and I'd have energy for days. But the problem is it always catches up to you, right? You need to pay for that at some point. At least I feel like I do. I'm really learning that I just can't go and go and go and go and go like I used to. I mean, I think I can. I think that when I used to do it, I just didn't know that I was paying for it on those down days. I would have those days of depression and days of being real down. And, you know, usually I'd drink beer or whatever and mope and feel sorry for myself. And, now I realize that a lot of that is just fatigue and my body telling me, hey man, take a break, recharge. So I'm getting better at listening to that. And zero carb seems to make my recoveries really profound. Like I just come out swinging on Monday. But it also does seem to really, you know, when I hit those low points, I just really notice. I'm like, whoa, I'm tired. I need to rest. So yeah. Anyways, I'm going to continue to listen to that and honor that, and I'm going to rest up. Try not to get too excited about going and doing something today. Sort of stay hunkered down here and recoup. And I'm going to get ready to attack this week and try and put this boat to bed, or at least real close, and so I can get back here and start doing more stuff. And I was pretty successful this week doing that. You know, those 6-hour days in the boat from 6 to noon, and then, you know, another 4 hours, 5 hours at home. Really successful. I feel really good about my progress, both at work and here around the farm. And yeah, so those are, you know, that's been pretty good. I'd like to continue on that, and we'll see. Maybe I'll wrap that boat up and get back to to having a lot of time here. So we'll see. But at any rate, I can't thank you guys enough, as always, for watching and listening and coming along with me. I hope you guys are all feeling great. I hope you're making tons of progress towards your own goals. And if there's any way I can help or offer you any support, let me know. Happy to do what I can, although my time has been limited here, but I'd love to answer your questions or give you any insights. And yeah, I think I'll leave it at that for now. And I really hope you guys have a great Sunday. Have a wonderful week. And I will catch up with you guys next week. And who knows, maybe we'll start having some more time and go do some farm chores together. Okay, so have a great day, you guys. Thanks for watching. See ya.